This is CliffCentral.com.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What up, Mr. Mo?
What up, Kelman?
Tears dried out. Whose tears were dried out?
My tears.
Your tears? What were you crying about? You looked very upset in the beginning of the video, and then you were on a jet, and then you left the jet, and then like...
All of a sudden, I'm in a club.
Who
I'm
would be
happy.
Upset on a jet? I was quite upset that you were upset on the jet, and you left so dramatically. Yeah.
Jeez, man. Yeah, as a songwriter, you know, you play around with concepts and you try and, like, you know, get people stimulated with content that you write about. So Tears Dried Out is about, like, somebody who literally, like, seeks happiness over misery. So that person has shed so many tears in their life that there's no more tears to shed anymore. So I decided to put it in a song and write about it.
So this is you. You've had so many tears in your life that you've been through the most.
Yes, I've been through the most.
You've been through the most.
Yeah.
But it's important to go through the most if you're an artist, right? Because you have to have stuff to draw on.
True. Yeah, it boils down to the craft, you know, especially if you can boil it down to incorporating it to your music, because people like real music, real messages that they can relate to. I'm not about that life of writing about shallow subjects or shallow topics.
Yeah,
I like writing about real life situations. That's basically me in a nutshell.
Well, this is what's interesting, I guess, about interviewing you then, is because, you know, one could get this an even better indication of who you are from just listening to your music.
Yes.
Versus actually hanging out with you.
Yeah.
But what is it you think that you really want people to recognize you for? Because you're obviously trying to develop a brand. What is it that you want people to associate with you? What feelings, emotions, thoughts?
Yeah. I want to be the epitome of a person that actually went into their dreams, went into the unknown, and wholeheartedly, because I've taken very big steps into my path, my musical path, like leaving my 9-to-5 job and fully focusing on my career.
What was that 9-to-5 job?
I was working as an account manager at the biggest brewery in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was marketing beer, basically. Yeah. So I left that to pursue music. And it was a big step because I was actually doing well in music. So I want people to see me as that guy that actually, like, you know, went for his dreams and never looked back. Like, yeah.
And this all kicked off in Vereeniging, right?
Yes.
That's where you were born and you grew up.
Yes.
Tell me about growing up in Vereeniging.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I love Vereeniging. It's my hometown. Yeah. Even though I reside in Joburg now. I was raised by a single mother. She raised me alone, basically. And it was cool.
Siblings, just you?
It's me and my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, my older sister. So it's just the two of us. She actually raised me as well, because when my mother was at work, she used to take care of me. And then I fell in love with music, man, in the process. I fell in love with music. Actually, my primary school English teacher discovered that I could sing. So she's the one that actually used to put me on platforms and make me perform ever from when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So this was, it's rooted from way back, like, till now, where I have an album out and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now, how difficult is it to get to a point of having an album out? I mean, how hard is this music hustle? A lot of people say it's much easier now because you can record in your bedroom and that, but like, distribution, getting videos, that stuff doesn't look like it's easy.
No, it's not easy at all. Whoever says it's easy is selling people a dream. It's quite a process. It's a huge process. But for me, music more than anything is a passion and a calling. If you listen to the stuff I write about, you'll hear that it's what I'm meant to do. Like, you know, touch people's lives via music. But it's hectic. As you just mentioned now, like there's distribution, there's publishers, there's PR, it's just hectic. But what's the most important thing is to find your team that believes in you and they love your craft and they want to see you elevate to heights that your brand deserves to be at, you know?
Well, I know that we've got a big announcement to make in a little bit about how you're elevating things and taking it to the next level.
Yes.
We're going to play a song now called Walking Away.
Yeah.
So what's this about? You've got a lot of heartbreak in your life. What are you walking away from? Because the tears are all dried out. Now you're walking away. What's happening?
Jeez, Kelman. Yeah, Walking Away is a very beautiful song. It resonated more in the house music industry. House heads love this song.
Yeah.
This is my very first single that I released in the house music industry. And on it, I worked with an incredible producer. His name is Rob Spafui. We worked together on the track and we released it as a single. And basically it talks about walking away from anything toxic in your life, whether it be a relationship, whether it be like a bad addiction or whatever it is that holds you back, that you know that should I walk away from this, I'll be a better person. But in the actual song, I put it as a relationship. But
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, here is Mr. Most called Walking Away. Mr. Mo hanging out. It's called Walking Away on Kelman on Cliff Central, and he's in the building, and we got lots to chat to him about where he's going to take this whole music thing to in 2018, announcements to make, all that stuff on the way.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. So, Mr. Mo,
yes.
You have this big announcement that you have to make. What is it?
Well, geez, big is actually like...
is it astronomical? Is it mammoth? Is it huge? Is it earth-shattering?
I feel like when you guys say big, it's just blown out of proportion. It's just an announcement, I guess.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal to me because it's the next step that I'm taking with my musical career.
Cool. And that is?
And that is, look, a whole lot of my followers, actually, let me say that, my supporters, people who support my music, know that I have been with a label called Freeze the Moment, and the label was founded by house music producer Rob Spafui. So the announcement is I have left the label.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. But it's like all good terms, right?
It's all good terms, no bad blood whatsoever. It's just, it's business. It doesn't affect any friendship or anything. There's no bad blood. But I just want to put it out there, you know. I've actually left last year, but I'm only announcing it now because I was setting up my next moves, you know. I can't just come and announce that I've left without having like an idea of what I'll be doing next.
Yeah.
So I was busy like grinding behind the scenes and just making sure that everything is proper before I can make such announcements. But now, like, I've actually registered my own label.
Cool.
I've teamed up with my business partner who doesn't want to be mentioned because he's not he doesn't want the limelight.
Yeah.
But we've registered a brand new label called Moon SA Records.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll be releasing my new music from my own label.
That's very cool. Forward. That's super exciting. Yeah, that's really dope.
Yeah.
I mean, this business thing, you got to learn as you go, right? No one can give you a handbook on day
There's
one
no
of
rule book.
Music.
There is no rule book.
Yeah.
You learn as you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And certainly now, 2018, it's a good time for new things to begin and so on and so forth. So what is the plan of action for 2018?
Geez, I've released a single called When I Fella, which is a beautiful love song, just to create anticipation to like the new album that I'm working on. And actually, my new album will be titled Phoenix, which symbolizes a bird flying from the ashes, basically, which is a symbol of my unhappiness from where I was and flying into new frontiers. I'm working on a new album, which will be released in around Easter time. And I will be dropping my second single, End Gen, that I worked on with a producer from Pretoria. His name is Echo 12 Inch, and the song is called We Know. That's my brand new single that I'll be releasing. So I'm looking forward to new music, basically.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been so cool having you in. I know that you're super active on social media.
Yes, I am.
How do we connect with you all day?
On my personal Facebook profile is Mr. Mo Madikwe. My page is Mr. Mo. And then on Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, I am at Mr. Mo Music. Music with the K at the end. So it's at MrMoMusic.
Very, very dope. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and excited to see what 2018 holds.
Yeah, I'm also excited, man. It's been a great pleasure being here.
This is CliffCentral.com.